بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
A few strive in the cause of God, victory will definitely follow. The following is a part of the speech delivered on June 28, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the head of the judiciary branch and a number of top officials and employees of the judiciary. One day we were passing by the mountain heights, which were known as Barftab, and which are close to Kermanshah. As we were driving in the car to go to a specific point, not even one step of this long way was safe. There was the possibility that the enemy's artillery or mortar shells would be dropped there at every moment. The enemy had surrounded that area to this extent. The environment throughout the area was truly sad. The enemy's forces were skilled. Our forces were unprepared. Our facilities were extremely limited. They had abundant facilities. Our army brigade in Ahvaz needed to have about 150 tanks, for example. But I think we had about 30 or 20. I do not remember the exact number. We had about this many tanks. This was our situation. This is about the war.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Inside the country in Tehran itself, there was a civil war going on in the streets of Tehran. The Munafiqeen had come out into the streets with everything they could find, from razor blades that were used for cutting rugs to anything else they had at their disposal. They were threatening the lives of the people, the guards in the local committees, and the guards of the IRGC, and etc. There was a war. Tehran was at war. This was the situation on June 28th. The political situation in the country was such that about a week before June 28th, the incompetence of the current president had been proven in parliament and he was removed from office. So the country did not have a president. This was how the situation was. In such a situation, the country lost a pillar like Mr. Beheshti. Mr. Beheshti was a pillar, truly a pillar. The value of such pillars that hold up the revolution cannot be calculated. Martyr Beheshti was one such pillar, but he left us in the middle of such a situation. About 2 months later, both the new president and prime minister, Martyr Rajai and Martyr Bahonar, were martyred together in the middle of a meeting. Many of you may remember these things, but our dear young people did not see these things at that time.